Just a thought. Psalm 92 verse 1 tells us, it is a good thing to give thanks unto Jehovah. Acts chapter 27 verse 35. And when he, Paul, had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. This chapter records Paul's journey by ship to Rome. He had many an interesting encounter, but in spite of it all, he was giving thanks to God. And beloved, when the winds are contrary, the many teachings are contrary to the word of God, give thanks to God. When sailing is dangerous, life is having its difficulties and trials, give thanks to God. When no one heeds your admonition, when no one takes you seriously, give thanks to God. When all things and all others are doing their own thing, leaning onto their own understanding, give thanks to God. When you are being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, and things are really rough, give thanks to God. When things are really bleak, give thanks to God. When all hope that you should be saved seems to be taken away, give thanks to God. Hey, when you receive a word of assurance and comfort from the Lord, give thanks to God. When you are being driven up and down, adverse circumstances are unrelenting in your life, give thanks to God. When others around you are in fear, you give thanks to God. When others are engaging themselves in dishonest and deceitful activities, give thanks to God. When the ship runs aground and is broken with the violence of the waves, and your safety is at risk, your life seems to be on the line, give thanks to God. We're told in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, giving thanks at all times, for all things, to him who is the God and Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When Paul had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God. It is a good thing, beloved, to give thanks unto Jehovah.